Mercy.
He died upon a cross around our sin.
Song before Brother Patrick just sung there.
Amen.
I really like it, amen.
Yeah.
I never heard it.
From a good one.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hmm. Real good. Brother Landon, you care to get me a little bottle of water out of the refrigerator, brother? Amen. Boy. After the fact of that, I'm still enjoying it.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. All right. Let me make a couple announcements real quick. I think our Christmas dinner has been postponed.
Good job, boy.
And
I've heard it before.
They passed out a bunch of food baskets yesterday, and I'm so proud of them. Mm-hmm. They've done that without any inclination. They took it on themselves to do that. I praise them in the highest for that. And I know the people that received them were glad to see it. And you know, little's a lot. Yeah. Little is much when God's in it. Sister Bonnie said that's true. But it, no matter what you do, it's appreciated. It's needed. And I appreciate them doing that. Man, that speaks volumes about the heart of this church. I just praise God. I tell you, I'm proud of that. I really am. And last Sunday was the first time that we've ever not had the doors open since I've been here. It's always been open. We made it through the pandemic. And we made it through the COVID and the sickness and all that stuff. But last Sunday was the first time that we've ever closed the doors on the church. Somewhere in here, I've got a note about that. I've just got so much stuff in here. May have to wing it. But last Sunday's the first time that we've ever... last Sunday's the first time I heard it back in the back. Last Sunday's the first time we've ever didn't have church service here at Landmark. And we didn't have any heat. It was cold. We didn't have any lights due to the power being off. And rightly so, the devastation was terrible, tremendous devastation. 77 people lost their lives during that Friday night tornado. Some of you, I mean, had some close encounters. Brother Mitchell said it shook his house pretty good. And I'll tell you, I've been there. I'm telling you, I remember one time a storm was coming up on our house. And I was going to run to the bedroom and pray. And before I could even get to the bedroom, it hit our house. And I just fell down right there in the hall pleading for mercy. We were spared. And you know, I'll tell you right now, buddy, thank God for prayer.
Yeah.
But you know, these that were devastated by these tornadoes, a lot injured, a lot lost their life, a lot lost their houses, lost things that can't be replaced, that you know money can't buy. They're having recovered from that. And I appreciate this church showing the love of God. And like I said, even being small, doing great things for God. I just can't brag on them enough. I'm so proud the ladies took it on herself to take out food baskets and take out things to help. I'm so proud of them for that. We had a lady... Chris Walls, I think it's Sarah's mother. Yeah. They said she's praying for us, and I'll take all the prayers I can get, amen. Right. Said she's praying for the church, praying for the work here, and I just praise God for that.
Amen.
We've got a young lady here, Brenda Holland. She's sick. I've got a friend that's in jail. His father passed away this year, and while he was in jail, his mother passed away. And jail's bad enough. But having the circumstances he's had to deal with, they let him out just long enough to go to his mother's funeral. And we're going to have a prayer on behalf of these that we've just mentioned here. And there's a lot of people out sick, a lot of people got an empty seat this time of year.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, God, thank God for His grace. Thank God for His compassion. Thank God for the comfort. Not only does He comfort us, He carries us through the valleys. And He's the God of all comfort. Yeah. But a lot of people, they'll have a seat empty this year.
Yeah.
They've got one missing. Mm-hmm. And graduated from this life. We'll catch up with them pretty soon.
Yeah.
My pastor said everybody gets to heaven on the same day.
Right.
He said just one eternal day.
Amen.
But we'll have a word of prayer about that here in just a second.
Could you pray for Sarah's sister too? She's got COVID.
Okay.
So
we'll do that. Sarah's sister. One thing we can do, we can pray. Amen.
That's right. I think her name's Emily, Brother Eddie.
Emily?
Yeah. She's on my prayer list at home. That's how I know.
Amen. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3, It says, remember them in bonds as being yourself in the body. Remember them in adversity and in bonds as being yourself in the body. That makes prayer a little more personal. Yeah. Pray for people like He wanted them to pray for you if it was you in their stead. That's what that verse is saying.
That's right.
Pray this week. It's Christmas week. Like I said, a lot of people have had a lot of things happen to them this year. Some of them just happened last Friday night, and they need prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be in Your house today,
yes,
to be able to sing Your songs today, Lord. Just got blessed,
yes,
hearing songs about You, Lord, Christmas songs, Lord. Lord, we know what we worship, Lord. We're not worshiping, Lord, the things of the world, Lord. We're worshiping the things of God, Lord. Unto us a Son was given. Lord, unto us, Lord, a King was born. Lord, we want to worship Him in song and spirit and in praise. Lord, we just thank You, Father, for the songs that were sung this morning.
Yes.
Father, we want to come to You, Lord, on behalf of others. I pray, Father, Lord, for those that have got loved ones, Lord, that have been called home this year. Lord, some last week. Lord, some maybe even still, Lord. I think people are still holding on to life in dire circumstances. We pray for them, Father. Father God, I thank You for Chris Walls, Lord, that sent prayers our way, praying for us, for the work of God here. We're thankful for those prayers, Lord. Thankful for them. And I pray for her. I pray for Brenda Holland, Lord, that's sick. I pray for Sarah's sister, Emily, Lord, that's sick with COVID. And Lord, there are others we can't name, but can't number, but there's so many, Lord, that are sick, suffering, Lord. We pray for them. I pray for my friend, Lord, that's in jail. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, You to help him, Lord, to get out, Lord, and do better. I don't know all the circumstances, Father. I've heard everything. And I do want to have compassion, but I also want to use caution. I pray for him, Lord. I pray He get everything straightened out, get his life back.
Yes.
Pray, God, Lord, He get his Bible out, get reading it. Lord, He said He wanted to get in church. He should have already been there, but I pray for him, Lord. And Lord, help us, Lord, today. Give us the words that are needed. We certainly, Lord, want to feed Your sheep, feed Your lambs. Lord, we certainly want to reprove and rebuke. We certainly want to have the love of God, Lord, in our heart as we deliver this message today. We pray for Your help. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be reading from two places today. In the Word of God, we'll start in Luke chapter number 2. We'll start in Luke chapter number 2. We're going to read 20 verses there. Then we're going to preach out of Matthew chapter 2. But I want to read these 20 verses before we go to Matthew. I'm preaching today on a true Christmas story. We've all been told a lot of things, got older and found out they weren't necessarily true. I didn't mind getting that money under my pillow about the tooth fairy, don't get me wrong. I didn't mind getting my Christmas presents under the tree. Even though I didn't understand, I want to preach today on a true Christmas story. Luke chapter number 2, we're going to read the first 20 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That's important. Now Caesar, he's king, he's in charge. God's using him to fulfill prophecy. Caesar don't know he's doing it, but God's using him. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. I want you to know that's important. Because he was of the house and lineage of David to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Right.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. I'm glad I know the good shepherd.
Right.
Amen.
I'm glad I know the great shepherd.
Yes.
Amen.
Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Does everybody notice Savior is spelled with seven letters?
Yeah.
You'll only find that in the King James Bible.
Right.
Seven letters means Redeemer. Six letters means somebody pulled you out of water, kept you from drowning,
right.
Pulled you out of a burning house, pulled you out of a wrecked car. Seven letters is important. Look it up. Look it up. Webster Dictionary. Look up six letters Savior and then look up seven letters Savior. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're really getting smarter. They knew what they was doing back when Webster was around.
That's right.
Which is Christ the Lord. Mm-hmm. "And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." God's will towards you is good. Right. He loves you.
Amen.
Amen.
I used to think God was my enemy. Man, I didn't realize He's my friend. I was glad to not only find out He was my friend, but I was glad He was my friend. I needed a friend.
That's right.
He's a friend of sinners. He's a friend sticks closer than a brother. Verse 15 says, "And it came to pass as the angels." Now you heard about the heavenly host. Here's what they were. "As the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." That's important.
That's right.
"And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." You know, you can check God's Word out, you'll find out it's just like He said. Amen.
Amen.
Now we'll be going to Matthew chapter 2, and I'm going to preach from this. I'm going to read 12 verses here. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea," where was He born? Why did they say He was a Nazarite? Because He had to flee down to Egypt and came back and they settled in Nazareth. But you see, you got to get it right.
Amen.
If He wasn't born in Bethlehem, He couldn't be the Messiah. There was quite a controversy. Search and see, no prophet come from Nazareth. "And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and are come to worship Him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together," notice this, "he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and it's a quote from Micah chapter 5 verse 2, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And you can read Isaiah 9 verse 6 through 7, you can see the government's going to be on his shoulder. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, he didn't demand it. Did you notice that?
Amen.
Inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Notice the difference in the two. One demand, the other one inquired. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. I heard a preacher mention this morning. He said they should have put liar, liar, pants on fire right here. Verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. We'll stop our reading right there. And I'm preaching on a true Christmas story. Father, we thank you again for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Lord, to stand where we stand, Lord, I don't want to stand alone. I pray, Lord, Father, for your anointing. I pray, Father, Lord, for your blessings. Lord, for your help. I pray, Lord God, you'd bless, Lord, this little church. Lord, may it always be, I pray, a blessing to you. May it always be, Lord, a haven where you could come and sup with us and let us sup with you. Lord, may you help us, Lord, I pray, like the ladies did yesterday, to be the hands of God. Lord, to reach out to those that are hurting. Lord, to give the help where it's needed. Help us, I pray, and bless us, Lord. In all that we do, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I read two accounts about the birth of Jesus. One told in detail of his birth. And then this one here is really what we're preaching on today. A true Christmas story. Now, we've all seen the manger scenes. I ain't got a bit of problem with it.
Right. Amen.
You know, as long as it's got Christ in it, I can suffer it, I'll just tell you right now.
Right.
But in the manger scene, it was shepherds.
Right.
Did y'all get that?
Right.
It was shepherds that came and saw the babe lying in a manger. And you know, I know they commercialized Christmas, but I don't want to lose Christ in my Christmas.
Right.
I want to remember what I'm celebrating. In John chapter 4, verse 22, Jesus told that Samaritan woman, he said, you worship, you know not what. He said, we know what we worship. I'm not going to lose Jesus in my Christmas. Now listen, there's nothing wrong with Christmas. I don't care how you celebrate it, but there's a message in Christmas, and I don't want you to miss it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Christmas
Amen.
Is about a gift, an unspeakable gift that only God could give. We put our presents under the tree. God put his present on the tree, a gift for all, given to all, that all will go to heaven one day by the grace of God, by the love of God, by the sacrifice of God's only begotten Son. I'm telling you what a gift God gave.
Amen.
Now that ain't enough. If that ain't enough, brother Eric, they get a big deal about the birthday. Listen, them wise men missed it by 2 years.
Yeah. That's okay.
It didn't keep them from worshiping.
No, that's right.
First thing they did when they saw him, Father, they fell down worshiping. Right. And that's what I want to do. Amen. I appreciate y'all singing them Christmas songs this morning.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine how much I've wanted that. I can't sing the lick. Eric says I can. I ain't going to argue with it. But I love Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I love a beautiful song, Bethlehem, Away in a Manger. I love Silent Night. I love all of those. Because you know what? Every time I sing one of them songs, Brother Mitchell, I'm reminded of him.
That's right.
Oh my.
Amen.
He came so I could go.
Right.
He died so I could live.
Right.
He gave so I could be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
Telling you, Christmas, don't lose sight of Christ in your Christmas and in the true Christmas story.
Amen.
There's some things to note right here. First thing them wise men said, we've seen his star.
Right.
Numbers chapter 24. I think it's verse 17. I believe it is. Numbers 24, verse 17, I believe. Says, out of Judah shall rise, or out of Jacob a star shall rise, and the scepter will be. Let me just read it. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to play around when it comes to the Christmas story, especially when I'm trying to preach a message about the true Christmas, amen. Yeah, verse 17, Balaam hear that corrupt prophet, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. He'll see him far off. There shall come a star. This ain't talking about Hollywood.
No, that's right.
Out of Jacob. And a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Seth. Even old wicked Balaam saw the star. But these wise men, first thing they said, where is he, born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. Do you notice in the east they saw his star? Now that may not ring a bell with you. Genesis chapter number 25. And Abraham, verse 5, gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived. Where did he send them? Eastward.
Right.
Unto the east country. These wise men came from the east to Jerusalem. I just throw that in here for this reason. Why didn't anybody else see the star?
Yeah.
I don't believe they was looking for it, Sybil. These wise men, they was looking for the star.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That star that was mentioned in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. You know one thing about Abraham, God said this about this, about Abraham, he said he'll command his children. He'll teach them.
Right.
You know, if we taught our children right, they'd probably do a whole lot better.
Right.
We got some corruption going on right now in our schools, and our kids, our children, and by the way, our children are being taught everything but truth. They're being indoctrinated with lies straight out of hell. You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. A homosexual cannot reproduce except in the mind or in the minds of our children.
That's
the only way they can reproduce.
That's right.
So they've got these lies in our schools telling them everything but truth. Can you imagine if our schools, now when I was young, they still had the Ten Commandments on the wall.
Right.
We still had the Bible in the classroom. We still had prayer. We said the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. We done all of that. Our classrooms were pretty good. They're not like that now.
Nope.
They're promoting a bunch of nonsense. They've got 53, somehow they got 53 gender identities. Man, you got to go to school for a long time for us to be that dumb. I was born smarter than that. I'm telling you, 53 different gender identities, they're teaching our children that. That's why I'm preaching this message. A true Christmas story. And when you get the true Christmas story, all of this commercialism and all these lies and fables and stuff, it ain't got no room in the true Christmas story.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Our schools right now are being flooded with lies.
That's right.
Parents have found out about it, and they've went up and confronted the school boards, and they're calling these parents terrorists. They're getting FBI involved.
Ain't nobody.
If that's not enough, this so-called infrastructure bill that they're trying to push through and ain't got a big enough bulldozer to do it with, in that bill they're going to hire IRS agents so that if you make $600 more than you did last year, they're going to knock on your doorstep and say, we need to talk. Now listen, buddy, I thought this was America.
Yeah.
Right. The land of the free, the home of the brave.
Right.
That's what I thought.
That's
what's
right.
going on in America?
Right.
Why are we having so much trouble with freedom and liberty? I was telling Brother Donnie, we like to hunt arrowheads. I said, buddy, if they ever do catch me down there hunting arrowheads, and they probably will, I just want to tell them I thought my constitutional rights said I had the right to life, liberty,
right.
and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
Well, that is my happiness. I get happy every time I find one,
amen.
Even a broke one, don't
amen.
Man, not one that they didn't find nothing.
This time.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? That's part of life.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're being infringed upon.
Yep.
Well, anyway, let me get back to this message. I've got to chase some rabbits there. In this Christmas story, Abraham taught his children right.
Yeah.
And those men that came from the east, those wise men, they said, we've seen his star. I'm convinced that Abraham told them there was going to be a star out of Jacob. And the scepter to Israel would be in his hand. Listen, they were looking for something, and that's why they saw it, Brother Ed. They saw what they were looking for,
right.
and they said, where is he, born king of the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Herod didn't like that.
No, it didn't.
Now listen today.
Yeah.
They want you to say, happy holiday.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Merry Christmas.
You see, we got them bah humbugs, them Grinches and
Ebenezer
Scrooges today that don't want to recognize what Christmas is all about. And you know, a lot of people lost their job because maybe they had a necklace that had a cross on it on, or you know, kind of like him, that one guy, he made some dog tags for the military, especially Gold Star family, put a scripture verse on there like, no weapon formed against you can prosper, or who will go, hear my sin me, Isaiah chapter 6, there, you know, and they got in trouble.
Yeah.
Somebody got offended because of a scripture verse.
Yeah, right,
Jesus said, blessed is he's not offended in me.
That's
right.
So
anyway, old Herod, he got mad about all this. When I said he demanded of the priest where Christ was born, I want you to know he didn't have lovey-dovey on his mind. He was trying to figure out a way to kill not only the first Christmas, but all Christmases from now on out, because he was king. And who is this king born of the Jews? I'm telling you, buddy, in the first Christmas story, Sarah, there was a king born.
Right.
That's right.
Not only was there a king born, he's king of kings, he's lord of lords. They will make room for him when he comes the next time. But not, he ain't going to come as a little baby this time. But this time he's come with fire in his eyes.
Amen.
Hey, his eyes are a flame of fire. There he's coming. And just as sure as his first coming was, his second coming will be. And woe unto the heavens of the world that said, by humbug, that he wants nothing to do with this.
Amen.
Jesus, amen. Hey, I don't want to lose sight of Jesus for my Christmas.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, I see a world right now in trouble because they've left Jesus out of their Christmas.
Right.
And they thought they could go without Jesus. You won't go far. You might go a little. But anyway, they said, we've seen his star. And that star still shines even day. Hollywood stars fall. I'm telling you, buddy, if they don't fall fast enough, then what's his name? Baldwin, what's his name? Shot that movie producer. If they don't fall, they'll kill one another.
Yeah, that's right.
Alec Baldwin or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's been strutting his stuff long enough. It's about time he caught up with him. He's made fun of everybody, threatened everybody. Now that he got caught with a gun in his hand, he said, I ain't pulling trigger.
That's right.
I never seen a gun yet that shoot without you pulling trigger. I dropped one one time and went home, but I'll tell you what, took something to move that trigger.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, I don't care what I'm not, I'm not to be blamed here. Pulled a gun right at a woman, shot her in the face. Shot her in the face.
That's right.
And he's claiming it. He can't even admit he done something wrong. Well, that's kind of where the world is, like Herod. They think they're in charge. They think somehow, you know, that they can undermine God. They can somehow get all the praise and all the glory. King Herod, he's not happy about this newborn king. He's not happy about this star. He's not happy that they come to worship him. He wants them to worship him and not Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy. When I was a young man, and that's been a long time, but I still remember, Carolyn, we'd take a piece of cardboard and we'd draw a star on that cardboard.
We did too.
Then we'd take some aluminum foil, we'd wrap it around that star. Guess what we put it in?
A tree.
Right. Put it right up there at the top.
Right.
You see, we didn't want no Christ this Christmas. We made our popcorn strong and put it around there.
Right.
Hung it up. Little wax looking candlelight things, and then we put this glitter, just throw it on there and just hang off of it, you know. But you know what? We never lost Christ in our Christmas. We put that star at the top of our tree, and I'm telling you right now, he needs to be at the top of everything to do with Christmas, amen. And if you lose sight of that star, you'll lose sight of Jesus in your Christmas,
amen.
Herod, he wasn't happy. And today they ain't happy. They just gonna have to get over it, all I know. They didn't get over it, or they're going to find out, brother, they wish they had them. But you know what? Those wise men were looking for the king. And not only they said, where is he? But in verse 11, when they did find him, amen, I want you to know, buddy, you can find Jesus in your Christmas too if you're looking for Jesus in your Christmas, amen. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about Jesus being king in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, in Psalms chapter 10 verse 16, and in Revelation chapter 19 verse 16, the king of Christmas is Jesus, amen, and he always will be king, but they were looking for the king, amen.
Amen.
You know what, Brother Mitchell, they said, we've come to worship our king.
Yeah, right.
This king here, he deserved to be worshipped. King Herod didn't. He wanted to be worshipped. He wants the gifts. He wants the praise. He wants the worship. But he didn't deserve it. But they came to see him. They come to worship him. And verse 11 says, when they found him, they fell down and worshipped him. Amen.
Amen.
They found him as a young child with Mary's mother. They didn't find him in a babe.
No.
In a crib. In a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, they found him a young child with Mary's mother. And they worshiped their king. And you can worship your King Jesus and your Christmas too, if you'll just remember what the Christmas story is about.
That's right.
It's about a need that only God could supply. It's about one only that could fill that need, and that's Jesus.
That's
there
right.
was none other
Man.
That could come and do what this child did. I'm telling you, the greatest gift is called an unspeakable gift, and God alone gave it. He gave His only begotten Son so that old Eddie Wade, that deserved hell in the hottest place,
Man.
Could be free from that damnation and condemnation and go unto Him by the grace of God and the mercy of God and the blood of His Son Jesus upon my own weakest way. I'm telling you, praise God for that gift.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, you got that gift, buddy. You got the right gift.
Amen.
Amen. I got a lot of gifts for Christmas. Sister Sharon, I never got a gift like this gift.
Oh, that's right.
I got tired of some of them others. I broke them, lost them. But I ain't never lost this one.
That's right.
That's right.
Woo!
Not too precious.
Yeah, she's right. It is precious.
That's right, man.
I still got this gift. I've had it for 33 years, soon to be 34.
Amen.
One thing about this gift, glory to God, like Bonnie said, it's precious. Yeah. Peter said, we've not been redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, buddy, it's precious.
It
amen.
Is.
Without spot, without blemish. Amen. Oh, they came looking for Him, Brother Ed. They come to worship Him. They saw His star. Amen.
Yeah.
Notice this. They gave gifts to their king. Verse 11.
Yes.
They brought their treasures. You know the Bible said the Lord loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't come in there and say, well, I've had it long enough anyway here. You can have it. No, they come wanting to give. They come looking for Him. They wanted to give everything. I gave everything I had to it, Billis.
Yeah.
Everything I had.
That's right.
I gave it all to
him.
Right. I still give it all to him.
Right.
I ain't going to praise another. I ain't going to follow another. I still give it all to him.
Amen.
Bless you, sir.
Yes.
I'm telling you, boy, I found something worth finding April 27, 1988.
Right.
I wish I could go through it again. It's the most wonderful experience life has to offer. Man, oh man, the one that psalmist said in Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to taste and see.
Amen.
I've been supping with Jesus every single day since that day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Y'all know next year, I don't know how this has to be the Lord's doing, I don't know. But they've made 2022 Bible year. Everybody's trying to read their Bible through next year. And I hope they do. I'm going to read my... I'm right now, I see, I'm in Hebrews right now. So I've read all the way from Genesis to Hebrews this year, and I'll finish it out for the end of December. And out this year, I don't bore with everybody else. We'll go through it together. Amen. But I plan on reading my Bible through every year on out. I don't know how long I'll be able to see or how long I'll be able to have the faculty to be able to read it. But I'm going to try to. Even when I put these on, I can see a little better. Hey!
Amen.
They found their king. They found him with his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him. Can you imagine giving something to Jesus? Man, there ain't nothing I wouldn't give him, Sarah.
That's right.
But boy, they's right there. I can just see them laying out these gifts. They said, Jesus, we recognize you as king.
Yes.
They gave him a kingly gift on it.
Yeah, they did.
They had gold. They said, Jesus, we recognize you as God. And we're giving frankincense unto you. See, burn frankincense to honor God.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, Jesus, we recognize you as our Redeemer.
Yeah.
That you're going to die for us. And they gave him myrrh. They had three deities.
Mm-hmm.
Gold for the king, frankincense for God, myrrh for the fact that he was going to die for them,
mm-hmm.
be their Savior, their Redeemer. They honored him with those three gifts right there. They didn't give him just anything. They honored him with three deities in those three gifts right there. They gave nothing to King Herod. Boy, he got mad. I can just see his lips sticking out right now.
Amen.
And not only did he get mad, but he tried to destroy that first Christmas.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that same spirit's even here today. Try to keep you from remembering what Christmas is all about. We put our gifts, you know, on that tree. We don't want to forget that Christmas is about gifts.
That's right.
And Christmas is about glory.
Amen.
And Christmas is about God.
Amen.
So no matter what you give, no matter who you give it to, do all to the praise and glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, it don't have to be a lot.
That's right.
Even a card.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
That somebody knows that you care enough about them to give a card.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I wish I was a multi-millionaire. I'd sign my name like Donald Trump. I'd say, here, go pay your house off here.
Mm-hmm.
Go live on the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that kind of money. I wish I did. I'd probably be a fool if I did. But I'll tell you what, they gave gifts. Don't forget why we give gifts. It's someone you love.
That's right.
They give gifts to someone that loved them.
That's right.
I get gifts from people that love me. Can't imagine that. My poor wife tomorrow. Brother Eric, she'll be married to me tomorrow for 46 years. I remember that preacher said to her, "Death, do your part." She said, "Don't tempt me. I've already thought about killing me." I said, "Honey, you stuck with me." I could tell by looking in her eyes, she wasn't playing no games. I thought, "Well, I hope she's a good shot. I don't want to suffer, you know." But you know, I put up with her just as much she put up with me. It's a two-sided road, you know what I mean? I love her to death, but now she put up with me through the terrible years. And I'm putting up with a little bit of that now, but you know what? It's just light affliction compared to what she put up with me.
Amen.
There's no way I could ever complain about her, however she treats me, because I treated her about as bad as it could be done. And I appreciate her putting up with that. Made me love her more. Mm-hmm. Made me appreciate her more.
That's right.
I'm telling you, Bert, she can put up with me, Brother Ed. I can put up with anything.
Yeah.
But they gave gifts, and we put our gifts on the tree, and we can give gifts at Christmas. You know, a lot of people, they really kind of put down about gift giving. But you know what? You could just sing a song. What did that drummer boy say? "I'll play my drums for you, ba-rum-a-ba-ba-ho." He didn't have nothing. Yeah, he didn't have nothing to give.
Right.
He said, "I'll play my drums for you."
Right.
Just the thought of wanting to give something, you'll find something.
That's right. Amen.
Don't make the gift a stumbling block. If you want to give somebody something, give them something.
That's right.
Give a hug.
Right.
Give a phone call. "Hey, I was thinking about you. Let's call and tell you Happy Christmas. I love you." You can give something.
Amen.
Strive. Bible said the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Strive to want to give. Strive to find opportunities to give. And such as you have, given the love of God that gave us all the things that we have in this life. Man, I come this world with nothing, Brother Donnie. One day I'm going to leave with everything. But praise God, I started out with nothing. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
You can have a Christ-filled Christmas too. You want me to show you how? Now, I told you Herod got mad. He tried to kill his first Christmas. We're going to leave that out of this message. Even though they're still trying to do it today.
Right.
I'm going to show you how to have a Christ-filled Christmas. This will be the end of it. Romans chapter 14, verse number 22. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Now you've got the Christ haters down here that bigger about the birth date. Bigger about, you know, where he was born. Bigger about even celebrating Christmas at all. Mm-hmm. Call it a pagan holiday. Call it whatever you want to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to see Christ in my Christmas.
Right. Amen. Amen.
As long as I'm alive.
That's right.
I know in whom I have believed.
Yes.
I know what I'm worshiping.
Right.
I know what my Christmas is all about.
Right.
Amen.
And no matter what, whether they ever do see it or know it, I'm still going to serve my Savior in my Christmas.
Right.
Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all things are lawful for me, Sarah, but all things are not expedient. Now, Christmas, as much as it's put down, as much as it's attacked, as much as it's spoken against, it's all about Jesus. Every piece of Christmas, I see Jesus. We used to go out and cut our own tree.
Yeah.
You know what kind of tree we cut?
Cedar tree.
Evergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cedar, I found. Yeah. Evergreen. You know what I'm talking about? It don't lose its leaves and rind.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of eternal life.
Right.
No matter whether it's in the wintertime or in the summertime,
right.
It's always green.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
We put our decorations on there. Just ornaments of praise.
That's right.
And you know what? The more you put Christ in your Christmas, the more you can enjoy Christmas, the more you can understand why we celebrate Christmas. But if you leave Christ out of your Christmas, boy, you're going to have an empty Christmas.
That's right.
That's right.
You're not going to enjoy it.
No.
That's right.
you're not even going to realize what it's all about.
No.
That's right.
A true Christmas story had Christ all in there.
Right.
He was in it in Luke when he's born, the shepherds came. He was in it in Matthew when the wise men came.
Yeah.
He was even in it when Herod got big and mad and tried to kill all the children from 2 years old and down.
Right.
That spirit of Herod is still going on today. And I tell you what, everywhere you look, you see it. They don't want you to have Christmas. They don't want nothing to do with Christmas. They want to live a Christless life.
Right.
That's right.
You know what, Bonnie? God's going to give them that one day.
That's right.
They're going to get it. The Bible said the Lord will give you the desire of your heart. They're going to get to live a Christless life.
Right.
One of the worst things about hell is not the flames, not the fact you missed heaven. Separation.
That's right.
They've never been without God.
That's right.
They might not answer the door when God knocks. They may not like the thoughts concerning God, but down there they'll get their wish.
Yeah.
They'll have Christless Christmases forever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have Christless days forever.
That's right.
And they'll realize, boy, life without Christ ain't worth living.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I remember a guy passed out a card to me one time. His name was Bob Whitlow. That card said this, Sybil. It said, if you've not met Bob Whitlow, you've missed nothing. But if you've not met Jesus Christ, you've missed everything.
Amen.
Right. Bob Whitlow, businessman.
Amen.
Boy, what a business card.
Right.
And you know what? I met him. He's a good saved man. Love the Lord. There's people who want to live a Christless life. They want to have a Christless Christmas. They want to do what they do, when they do, however they want to do it, and nobody speak against it. Good luck with all of that.
That's right.
I'm glad I got a Christ-filled Christmas.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to my 2021 Christmas. I don't care if ain't nothing but a lump of coal in there. I'm going to praise God that somebody gave me something. Hey, on Christmas Day.
Amen.
Man, Brother Mitchell gave me a cell phone. He knows I like the flip phone. He had one he didn't like. He said, here, Brother Ed, I ain't got it turned on yet. That's because of Verizon. I dread even going there. But I am going to get it turned on. That bluegrass there, I got it turned on the next day. But somehow I will suffer through that. But I appreciate him giving me that phone.
Amen.
One I've got, it's wore completely out. Donnie last said it, but it works. I can still talk on it, amen. But every now and then, his gives him a hard way to go, and I laugh at him too.
Yeah.
I said, hey, that phone not working for you? Listen, don't forget what you're celebrating.
Amen.
Don't forget what Jesus is about.
Amen.
Don't forget how blessed you are to have a Christ-filled Christmas.
Amen.
I mean, go all the way.
Yes.
I mean, I can't sing a lick, Bonnie. Christmas morning, I'm going to try to sing a little.
Amen.
I'm going to try to sing to Him.
Yes.
He gave me all things I ever got.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That Samaritan woman, come see a man, told me all that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to tell people, come see him.
Right.
I want to draw him to him and say, when I look from him,
amen.
I want to point, there he is.
Yeah. Amen.
He's in my Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah. I hope he's in yours. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to brag on your son.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my. Thank you, Lord, for what Christmas means to me. And I'm sure it does to these, Lord. And Lord, we pray for those, Father, that have no regard for you in their Christmas, God, we pray. Somehow, Lord, they'll find that great gift, that unspeakable gift this year on their Christmas, Lord. Have a Christ-filled Christmas, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. I'd like to get up. Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, please. Everybody stand. I don't care, just sing a hymn of anything you want to sing. But don't forget, Jesus is what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
No sense in even having a Christmas without Jesus.
That's right.